The number of Pennsylvania students who earn proficient scores on state standardized tests this year has dropped precipitously compared with 2014. The latest slip marks four straight years of testing declines. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, the state says there's a simple explanation for the drop.
The numbers, which are still preliminary, aren't pretty. Proficiency rates in grades 3 through 8 dropped on average by about 35 percentage points in math and 9.5 percentage points in English. The Pennsylvania Department of Education says scores are down because the tests became substantially more rigorous.
This is a totally new assessment for Pennsylvania. And therefore, you know, we have a brand new baseline. So we really can't compare it to anything.
David Volkman is the department's executive deputy secretary. He says this past school year was the first in which every test question aligned to the Pennsylvania core standards, which are similar but not identical to the Common Core. Volkman describes a recent conversation he had about this with a group of students.
And I said, you can't be defeated about this, because I said, you have to realize it was a whole new set of questions, a whole new level of expectations for you. But I guarantee you this. If you're in third grade this year, by the time you're in fifth grade, you are going to be doing so much better because you are going to be up to par. This is like a runway.
This isn't the first time Pennsylvanians have been asked to accept a new baseline for test scores. In October, under then-Governor Tom Corbett, a Department of Ed spokesman described last year's scores as the new baseline. In 2012, Corbett's then-Education Secretary said that that year's results were the first Pennsylvanians could trust after years of systemic cheating. Even if this is now the new baseline for students, dealing with this test score drop is messy. Despite saying it isn't useful to compare this year's scores with past results, the Department of Ed now says those comparisons will be inherent in the state's evaluation of schools and teachers. The Pennsylvania State Educators Association, the state's largest teachers union, says that will undoubtedly feed misperception. Chris Clayton is the Assistant Director for Education Services.
You're going to see a huge outcry, and I can certainly envision a scenario where teachers are very unjustly attacked for this process when the target's been moved and the bar's been raised, all in combination with funding cuts.
Adam Schott is the former executive director of the State Board of Education. He now acts as policy director at Research for Action. In this conversation, he says appreciating nuance is everything.
There have been very concerted efforts to undermine confidence in public schools, specifically efforts that use standardized test results to label schools as failing. I think we all need to be more mindful to police that kind of rhetoric.
The Department of Education expects scores to rise as classrooms adjust to tougher standards. Meanwhile, the budget debate on just how many resources those classrooms will have has come to a standstill in Harrisburg. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.